But also yiyach sheyiyah. What emerges is that even though a person becomes bar mitzvah when he's 13, and a girl becomes bas mitzvah when she's 12, but at the same time, there's a second shear. What that means, the achrayim weren't sure. But for sure, there is a second shear. So there's the first bar mitzvah, and then there's the second bar mitzvah. When a person turns 20, it's already a whole nother madrega. So the question is, what happens when a person turns 20? Why, when a person turns 20, does everything change? The truth is, we've spoken about so many times, the Chassam Sofer in his tshuva, he brings the tshuvas harash, that bar mitzvah is halacha l'moshe mi-Sinai. Right? That's the question. Does Ben Noach have a bar mitzvah? The Rambam says the Bnei Noach don't have all the halacha l'moshe mi-Sinai. But Pashit, it's a halacha l'moshe mi-Sinai. What is Ben Esrim? What exactly happens when a person turns 20? So, no grois chedushim. We're not undecking America. But I think the Pashit Pshat is, again, I think this is Pashit. The Pashit Pshat is, it's mavur in different Gemaras. And one of them is the Gemara that we learned yesterday. That when a person turns 20, it's a shir in gadlus. When a person turns 20, there seems to be some hisbagros, some maturation that takes place, some level intellectually that the person reaches and the person achieves, and that happens when the person is 20, and as a result, the person then is more achroy on what he does, and it's for that reason, not only is he going to get punished b'day Adam, but this hoysofas k'nech, that then now he's a bar oinchin, even dinei shemayim, that's going to go into play as well. A mefurish gemara, maybe. Gemara is a mesechtes bava basra, at the very, very end, af kuf non heyam et aleph. The gemara that they discuss is a very interesting halacha. A man died, he left over yarshim, this is not yavamis, he left over yarshim, and he left over property. Specifically, real estate. The Gemara discusses, this person who just yarshined the real estate of his father, now he has a chiv to go, I mean, now he wants to sell it. What? How old does he have to be in order for him to be able to sell it? Hera Gemara. Rav Amar Rav Nachman. Rav said the name Rav Nachman ben Shmoy Nasri. When he turns 18 years old. Rav Huna Bar Chinen Amar Rav Nachman. Rav Huna Bar Chinen said the name Rav Nachman ben Esrim Shana. When he turns 20 years old. So, this person that just Yarshin the Nechasim can only sell when he turns either 18 or he turns 20. The Rambam and all the Rishonim Paskin like the second Lishon of the Gemara. That's when he turns 20. So, if someone Yarshins karka from his father, he's not allowed to sell it until he turns 20 years old. It's a chiddush nifla. A child, when he becomes bar mitzvah, he can do whatever he wants. It's chayvim mitzvahs, he can transact, he can get married. He can't sell real estate, he can't sell a property until he turns 20. What's Pashup Shah? So listen to Lashoyne Azov Shalom Mechaber. The Mechaber brings this halacha. Mechaber says that once somebody turns 13, at that point, he's allowed to do whatever he wants. This is in Hilchas Geshaft. His own karka. He purchased it. Or someone gave it to him as a gift. But if somebody yarshins karka in other cases as well, I'm skipping, then the halacha is ain memkari memkari, he's not let to sell it until he turns 20. Until he turns 20. Even though he brought shtei Cyrus, betiv masu matam, and he's even a shtickel of soicher, he's a natural, doesn't matter. Because we're afraid he may sell cheap. Because he's meshuchet, someone's waving money. So he wants it. And his das is not meyushev enough. Then already it's game on. Then the halach is he's really allowed to do whatever he does. But it seems like there's some level of maturation that happens. Maybe it's because, like the Mechaber says, you've been around long enough. But the point is that once a person reaches a certain age, not a teenager anymore, he's 20, so at that point he's already considered to be Nisyash V'daitai, and then the halach is that if he wants to sell, this is something that he'd be able to sell. Yesterday we discussed, when does a Saris and when does an Islandess become Baron Bas Mitzvah? Right, when does that happen? They don't bring Shtei Cyrus. It doesn't happen in 12 and 13. So when does it happen? Machlis Beishol Beishol Beishama and Rabbi Eliezer. Not surprisingly, we paskin like Beis Hillel. B'shamim b'bokim Beis Hillel zayin in Mishnah. And Rabbi Eliezer shamuti. So not a lot of suspense. So we paskin like Beis Hillel. We paskin, that's when a person turns 20. What's 20? The Teretz says 20 is an age of hispagrus. On some level, a person matures at 20. L'may nafkimina, you're murach roy. Now you can sell karka. Now even the Saris and the island has become Gedolim. And now you're going to be chayiv on everything. You're going to become a bar oichin, even b'dinei shamayim. In other words, this number 20 isn't just some number that we pulled out of a hat. It's based on a metzius. It's based on a metzius that a person matures. He's nesiyashiv on a certain level. And if, right, a person's only chayiv. You're only achroi for things that you do. For something, if you're a bar hochi, if you're a bar das. And it's for that reason that you need, das is something that you don't just get in 1 second. You become bar mitzvah, you become a bar das. But apparently, as you get older and older, your das increases, maybe, you know, some ebbs and flows and maybe some fluctuation along the way. But eventually, when you turn 20, then already it's considered more b'shleimus adas. And it's because it's considered more b'shleimus adas. At that point, you're 20. Now already you're going to be achroi l'chol onyon. There's other makaris to this also, by the way. But then already you're going to be achroi l'chol onyon. I think it's pasha. But in case you're not convinced, I think I have two mefurish arayas, two often arayas, we're going to end with this, two clutter arayas to what we're saying. And that is the idea, your person becomes a baruch when he's 20, it's related to the fact that now you become more of a bardas, as a result, you're more achrei for what you did, and as a result, you're going to be a baruch even for things that maybe ordinarily you wouldn't have been a baruch for. The first arayah is a gemara, also we talk about so often, the imbeis medrash play chiddish, and that is, gemara mesach, this brachis, taflam and aleph on the base, but the gemara discusses Chana, who was married for many years, she had no children, she davened, and finally she was zoicha to have a child. The child was Shmuel. She had promised Eibishter that if you give me a child, I'm going to give him up to you. And she fulfilled her promise, and she brings Shmuel to Eli HaKoyin. He's the God of Adar, he's also the Kohen Gadol. And Shmuel is now in the Beis HaMikdash, that's where he is, and he's involved with what all the Kohanim are doing. In the Gemara, in Brachis, the Gemara discusses that Maisa Shahaya Kachaya, Shmuel was Meir Alacha Bifnei Rabbi. And because Shmuel was Meir Alacha Bifnei Rabbi, Eli Paskin, that Shmuel was Chayv Misa. They were looking for a Kayin to do Shechita. Shmuel said, isn't Shechita Ksheir Bazaar? Eli said, you're right, but you're Meir Alacha Bifnei Rabbi. And as a result, he was Chayv Misa. And Eli comes to Chana and says, unfortunately, I have to tell you, your son is Chayv Misa. And Chana starts crying. He says, don't worry about it. I promise to give you a Brachi. You'll have another child. Ela Nara Zehis Palalti. And the rest is history. The Marsha Alatar asks that how could Shmuel have been Chayiv Misa for being Meir Alacha Bifnei Rabbi? He says, if you do the math, Shmuel was in Gansen 2 years old. So if he was 2 years old, it comes out he was a cotton. A cotton is never Chayiv anything. So if that's the case, Shmuel is Chayiv Misa, he's not Chayiv Misa. It's not given a cotton. As I freak the Marsha. And for the Marsha, you have to say that when Eli was paskening that Shmuel was Chayiv Misa, it didn't mean he was going to give him Misa's Bezdin. That's never what was going to happen in that Gemara. What he meant was he was going to paskin that Shmuel's chayiv misa b'dei shamayim. That's what he was going to do. He was paskining that Shmuel is chayiv misa b'dei shamayim. As I Dr. Marsha, is makshama oilam? The Marsha made the Gemara better? He made it worse. B'dei adam, oinchin is when a person turns 13. B'dei shamayim, it's even 20. So if he's 2 years old and he's not chayiv and oinchin b'dei adam, kal v'chayim, ben b'noishlam, kal v'chayim, he's not chayiv b'dei shamayim. As I fret the velt of the Marsha. The Noi de Yehuda in his tzlach on this Gemara in Masechtas Brachas toich dvarav, he answers this kasha. Snok the Noi de Yehuda, you have to say that although it's true that Bezin Shomayla doesn't punish a person until he's 20, however, quote, here's the line, kilafi roiv chachmasai ro'u lahanishai. Kifi roiv chachmasai of a person, he's roi lahanishai. He's now someone that maybe deserves to be punished. Av shekoton ene baroinshin. And even though a katan is not a baroinshin, a bezeh shechachim tuva, but someone like Shmuel, who was chachim tuva, baroinshin who? Lefi chachmasai. Lefi chachmasai, he's going to be a baroinshin. Who cares about how smart he is? If someone's a genius, you have a wunderkind, he's 6 years old, doesn't put a tefillin, he's not chayv in mitzvahs, so who cares lefi chachmasai? The teretz is because 20 is not really a number. The whole idea of 20 is it's a simon of his bagrus. Okay, it's a simon of his bagrus. And shemayim, we don't punish until we're 20. You know, shemayim, you don't punish a person until he's on that level of maturity, he understands on this oifen, with halachas, we can punish him. But let's say you have someone like Shmuel, who's a chachim tuva, so lefi roiv chachmasai, roi lanishai. It's mefurish l'chayr, and this tzlach, merging it with this marsha that 20 is not a number, but it's really more of a sign of his vagness. But there's even more of a mefurish araya, and that is the Rishonim in Parshas Bereishis on the pasuk that says, "Hein ha'adam haya ka'achad mimenu." The context over there is Vayomer Hashem Elokim. Hein ha'adam haya ka'achad mimenu l'das toy v'ra v'ato pen yishlach yodoy v'lokach kam yitzachayim v'ochel oyel. So this is in the immediate aftermath of Adam and Chava eating from the Eitz Hadas, And the Eibishter commented and he said, Ha'adam was hoya ka'achad mimeno. He's literally like one of us. So the Rishonim quote a Medrash that says as follows, Hoya gematria chaf. The word hoya, hey yud hey, is gematria 20. Amar bar kapara. Bar kapara said, Keven chaf shana hoyu Adam v'chava. Adam and Chava were like 20 years old. At that time, the in manishim and hashemayim, atchiye ben chav shana and shemayim, they don't punish a person until they turn 20. Ubezin shomat the manishim is shehevi beis sirus. Imagine. So what does it mean? Vayim Hashem elikim hein ha'adam hoya ka'achad mimenu. It's because the Eibush just punished Adam and Chava. He got oinchim b'dinei shemayim. Right? They didn't get. There was no bezdin that punished them. The Eibush to punish them. So it's b'dinei shemayim. Aye, isn't there a halacha that you don't get punished until you're 20? The teretz is ha'adam was hoya. Adam was 20 years old. Amar bar kapara, he was keben shana hayu Adam v'chava. So Rav Kasher, in his Torah Shlema, in his commentary on this medrash, he brings this medrash on this pasuk. It's Perek Gimel pasuk Chav Beis. So he says that it's pashut that this drasha bar kapara is matim with another medrash. There's a medrash rabbah where the medrash says Amar Rabbi Yochanan Adam v'chava kibnei chav shana nivru. They were born 20 years old. Right? What's the tzushtel? The tzushtel is because we know when did Adam and Chava eat from the Eitz Hadas? The day that they were born. The Gemara Sanhedrin says the first hour this, second hour that, third hour that. But it happened that day. Erev Shabbos is the day they were born. Erev Shabbos is the day that they ate from the Eitz Hadas. It was the day that they were punished, etc. It all happened in one day. So, says Rav Kasher, it's Pashut. This is the tzushtel. It's two Midrashim that are saying the same thing. That Adam and Chava were born when they were 20 years old. Oh, but the problem is, they weren't 20 years old. It happened the day that they were born. So what does it mean they were born 20? Right? The Medrash is saying the same thing. But it's not true. It's factually incorrect. 4 hours later, they already did the Avera. Not even one day old. So what does it mean they were 20 years old? So Zok Rav Kasher, the Pshat is Pashat. What does it mean Bezin Shomayla punishes a person when he's 20? It means that a person when he's 20 has a certain Shleimus Hadas. So if he has a certain Shleimus Hadas, now this person can be punished. Adam and Chava were Nivru Kiben Esrin. When they were born, they were Hoya. They were already 20 years old. This was Adam Arishan Kaidam Achet. He was born in a Zman where he had Tachlis Hadas, right? Vayeda Adam as Chava. He had Das. It was Tachlis Hadas the Torah is made. So you see his Das was Bishlemos. If his Das was Bishlemos, so therefore he's like a Ben Esrim. He's like a Ben Esrim. Therefore he can be punished. But it's Klor Lachayra. Aside from the Tzlachim Rachis Laman Aleph Amaveis, and for sure from this Medrash, that 20 is not really a number. What 20 is, it's a stage of maturation. And the truth is, the Rav said that that's Pshan in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says Ben Esrim Lirdoif. If you think about it, the Mishnah says Ben Esrim Lirdoif, Ben Arbam Labina, Ben Chamishim Le'etza. It seems that Das and wisdom, it's not something that happens in one shot. Right, a cotton is not a bar das, and then somebody becomes bar mitzvah, boom. And now all of a sudden you have your shleimus adas that you're going to have. Acquiring das is really, it's a lifelong journey. And even Chazal said there are milestones. 13, now you're bar mitzvah. Now you're chayiv and mitzvahs. Now you're at the point where, yeah, you're responsible for what you did. But even that responsibility is a little, there's an asterisk next to it. You have to read the fine print, and that is, it's not b'dinei yodam, it's not b'dinei shemayim. What does b'dinei shemayim mean? I hear it, chav tzvi, naid b'yehuda, chsam soifer. There's other tshuvas that were written on this. You have to know exactly what it means. But you're not 100% achroi. Then a person turns 20, and 20 is a very, very big deal. Right, the Gemara says that once a person turns 20, he has more of a chiv to get married, him a kindness approval. Then already, that person is on a higher level of das. By the way, it could be it's because vayeda adam eschava is das. And therefore, maybe there's more of a chiv. That's what really Purufu is on a deeper level. Now the person is more of a bardas. Maybe there's more of a tfiyah. But the bottom line is that 20 is more. And then even later on, there's 40, there's 50. Acquiring das is clearly one of life's journeys and struggles and trials and tribulations. And we'll end here.